You know, I've been spending all my time trying to figure out what I'm trying to figure out.
Johnny, you have to think outside the box.
Think outside the box? It's a waste of time. Just look inside someone else's box.
Ugh, you don't mean plagiarize.
Amateurs plagiarize. Professionals steal. Here's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
How you doing, Johnny?
Jack Mojo.
Give me five.
Hello, Johnny.
Oh, hey, Claudine.
Hi, did you forget me, Johnny?
Dominique, you are utterly unforgettable.
Yeah, she certainly is that.
Thanks, Jack. And you are someone
wait,
I'd like to...
Wait. I want to hear Rose's dream before we all forget about it.
Well, in my dream, I was walking down a hallway. I could hear voices coming from within the rooms. It sounded as though there were parties going on. But when I stopped and knocked, it fell silent. And then it seemed, as I started walking again, the parties began again. But this time I didn't knock, I opened the door. There was no one there. There was nothing. No floor, no room, just space.
Rose?
Then I heard a voice.
Are you Rose?
I couldn't tell where it was coming from. Who are you?
I am a genie who has been set free. Welcome to my castle.
I don't believe in genies.
Neither did I. And then I discovered I was one.
How did you become a genie?
I woke up one morning and realized if I wanted, I could be a genie.
As simple as that?
Yes, that simple. But arriving at that realization, that has taken a lifetime.
Are you immortal?
Could be.
Well, you are a genie. Now what?
You don't expect an honest answer from a genie, do you?
And that's when I woke up.
So both of you had dreams about genies.
Yeah, but I'm the one who set him free. So where's my wishes? Why is Sanford appearing in your dreams?
Yeah, was he in anyone else's dream?
Not mine.
Where is he? Isn't he supposed to be here?
Do you know Sanford White?
I met him once at a party. I had stepped outside for a smoke. Out on the patio, there was a big statue of a Buddha. He was standing next to it. He had his hand on a Buddha's shoulder. My first impression was that the two of them were having a conversation. When he saw me, he said,
"The Buddha never taught Buddhism."
Oh, what did he teach? Buddhism?
No, he taught a way of life.
Yeah, that figures. Jesus didn't teach Jesusism.
I'm Sanford White.
Johnny Seven.
Tell me, Mr. Seven, do you believe in demons?
Demons? Yeah, sure, we all got them. I mean, take the Buddha here. Before he got enlightened, he had to do battle with his demons, right?
Mara, illusion.
Yeah, and a demon was throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at him.
Do you feed your demons?
Feed them? Are you kidding? Why would I want to feed my demons? They're taking enough bites out of me as it is.
Are they?
What kind of demons are you talking about?
Personal demons.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like greed, envy, jealousy?
The ego-clinging demons.
Like addiction, that sort of thing.
Our obsessions, our fears, our insecurity, depression, anxieties, these are among our personal demons.
Oh, yeah, it's a constant battle.
Your reaction is to fight.
Well, when you're being attacked by a demon, that's what you do, right?
Have you considered feeding it instead of fighting it?
Are you nuts? It'd eat me alive.
Do you really believe that?
Life is a battle. I mean, did you get where you are without having to fight?
Actually, I did.
Nah, come on. Excuse me. Yeah? What? Oh, don't tell me they goofed that one, too. Yeah. So just take it easy, all right? Listen, all you have to do is listen. So just listen, okay? I had to leave. That's the one time I met Sanford White.
Don't fight your demons, feed them. That's what he told you?
Yeah. But feed them what?
A djinn or genie is a type of demon.
He still owes me 3 wishes.
I think you'll have to dream on to get them.
I'm not going back to sleep to get my wishes.
Maybe that's where he's waiting for you.
I don't want it to come true while I'm dreaming.
Then make a wish that you were awake.
Look, I want to get back to the demon.
I never figured out what White was talking about.
I think you know.
Okay, maybe, a little. But what was he really thinking?
Claudine, you've been quiet.
I'm listening.
This sounds to me like one of my old cream pie theories.
Which old cream pie theory, Mojo?
The cream pie theory of awakening.
Oh, Mojo, come on.
I want to know Mojo's cream pie theory.
That's when, wham, you get hit by something, and just as soon as you think you got the mess cleaned up, wham, you get hit by another one.
What is he saying?
I'm saying that's how we wake up.
Wham, wham, that's life.
Well, it's either that or a swift kick in the pants.
That one's called the whodundit theory.
Who done what?
Who done kicked me in the pants?
Well, we do it to ourselves.
And that's where your demons come in handy.
Are you saying our demons are our teachers?
If they're ours, yes.
How do you know if they're yours?
What if they're evil spirits?
You mean something like an infrit?
What is that?
Ask Jack.
Oh, it's something out of the Arabian Nights.
An evil spirit?
A little. Mischievous.
Alluring.
A temptress?
Seductive?
Look. This castle isn't haunted. It's too new, too bright, too high-tech. So before we start scaring each other, why don't we just enjoy our stay, and if Sanford White doesn't show up, well, then we've at least had a nice vacation.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
But he is showing up. He's showing up in my dreams.
It's because his presence just permeates this castle.
Claudine, are you all right?
I don't know why we are here. I thought I knew, but now I have no idea. Jack, I just saw a real live human being.
Oh yeah? That's nice.
He's outside playing ball with the robots.
You mean he's not mechanical?
No, Mosho's down there talking to him. Come on, come and see for yourself. Hey, Mojo.
Looks like we're not alone.
Hi, I'm Jack Flanders.
And this is Dominique.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Do you live here?
I look after things.
I thought the robots did everything.
Well, I take care of them.
What kind of care do they need?
Maintenance. I'm sort of a tech vet.
Technical veterinarian?
Name's Zivo.
Zivo. I like that.
He keeps things running around here.
You keep the robots running around?
Well, they pretty much run themselves.
Don't you get lonely?
No. Why?
It's nice to have someone to talk to.
Well, I have the robots.
Yeah, but they don't speak.
They don't talk back.
Isn't it a one-way conversation?
When people talk to their pets.
Do the robots have names?
No, but you can give them names.
Do you know when Sanford White is coming back?
Well, I never know where the boss man is.
But there must be a way to contact him.
Yeah, what if something goes wrong?
Why has something gone wrong?
Is there an emergency number?
Is there an emergency?
No. Oh, it was nice meeting you, Zivo. Now, I'm going for a swim.
Be careful. There's some wicked currents.
Is it dangerous?
It's safe at the far end of the beach.
Thanks.
Does Sanford White live in this castle alone?
The boss man often invites guests.
Do you live in the castle?
No. The caretaker's cottage. Well, I have robots to look after. Enjoy your stay.
Mojo, do you think it's strange he lives here all alone? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, I've seen him before.
Zivo?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, fancy meeting you here.
Bonjour, Jack.
Am I disturbing you?
Oh, no. Of course not.
Were you thinking, meditating, or just tweaking your suntan?
Thinking.
Did you meet Zivo, the tech vet?
No. What is a tech vet?
Zivo looks after Sanford's pet robots.
Jack, I was thinking, maybe we should leave.
What's the hurry?
You're not bored?
No, not at all.
Well, you get bored so easily.
I think there's a reason you were invited to this island.
I thought there was too.
I'm beginning to feel that being in White's castle is, well, it's like being in White's brain. and things are starting to get very interesting.